Marco was an animator and a visual effects artist. He worked long shifts, sometimes up to 14 hours a day. When he gets home from nitpicking over keyframes and VFX plugins, he'd usually stay in, put on a movie, or play some video games. He wasn't the type of guy to visit bars. So for Marco, the best way to put himself out there and meet new people was through online dating apps.
Like, I never was really in a good instance of meeting someone randomly out and about. Like, I just wasn't good at that kind of connection. So online dating worked out where I'd be able to, you know, see the picture. I'd be able to see the match percentage on OkCupid or whatever app I was on. Like, I love the information, love seeing, you know, what we had in common. You had all that information like at your fingertips, ready to go. So you already had points and things that you could use to hook into a conversation.
But around 2010, 2011, Marco began having some health issues. More specifically, issues with his eyesight. He's had retinal cancer as a baby, and it turns out that some of the treatment he received back then were leaving long-term impacts on his vision now. So he went to the doctor and looked for some more treatment, but they didn't really help either. In fact, his eyes only got worse.
And after four surgeries in 2013, each with a complication, I was low vision by the end of the year, and then in 2014, my vision just disappeared entirely within the span of 30 minutes.
After becoming totally blind, Marco had to go through training in order to learn how to, well, essentially live his life again. He had sessions with a mobility expert to learn how to navigate on the street. He learned how to read Braille. And he now had to employ the built-in screen reader on macOS and iOS called VoiceOver in order to use his digital devices again. This is what it sounds like.
Welcome to macOS. VoiceOver is on. System preferences, accessibility window, toolbar. You are currently on a toolbar. To interact with the items on this toolbar, press Control, Option, Shift, down arrow.
It literally just describes every component on the screen in a syntax that is a little difficult to comprehend for sighted people. But this is actually a really slow talking speed I have here. A lot of blind folks over time get really good at parsing out VoiceOver. Otherwise, it would take decades just to read an email. So Marco's computer probably sounds something more like this.
Welcome to macOS. VoiceOver is on. System preferences. Accessibility window. Toolbar. You are currently on toolbar. To interact with the items on the toolbar, press Control, Option, Shift, down arrow.
So once he grasped the basics of VoiceOver, he started going through each individual app
Safari.
On his phone.
Mail. Contacts. Calendar.
To figure out how he was going to use them again as a blind person.
Photos. Photo booth. FaceTime. Messages. Books.
And there it was.
OkCupid.
The dating app, OkCupid. He tapped on that spot on the screen. And at first,
it was a mess. I mean, online dating is a very visual medium. You know, we make our just snap decisions by how we're visually attracted to the people that we're looking at. To me, you know, it was much more heavily focused on profiles because there's no longer that visual medium because everything's spoken to me. So if hearing funny profile names through the screen reader, that was interesting because it was kind of hard to connect with people that way. Yeah, definitely quite an adjustment.
When a screen reader encounters an image, it will do one of two things. If the developers have inserted an alternative text or simple text behind the code of the image that describes what's happening, then VoiceOver will read that. But unfortunately, most websites and programs, including major online dating websites, do not include this accessibility feature. So screen reader will usually just default to something like
img_5331.png image
or whatever funny file name people have. At this point, I should mention that Marco is now happily married in a non-monogamous marriage. He actually met his wife on OkCupid a couple months after he went blind. So he gets her to help sometimes with these apps. For example, on Tinder, even with his VoiceOver technology, there's no way that he can access his age or distance preference without getting help from a sighted person.
There are some barriers that are still there that I've definitely given feedback on. They have since ignored quite handily.
A lot of the problems that Marco encounters as a blind person are these kind of problems. Difficulties caused not directly by his blindness, but by society's general misgivings and ignorance of it. In a way, the toughest part about being blind isn't navigating without your vision, but rather navigating a world that sees you differently because of your blindness. A world where you have to upload photos of yourself that you've never seen before just so you can read a website full of file names and profile names that weren't meant to be read in the first place. That's just the technical parts of online dating as a blind person. And then there's the social part of it. Most sighted folks are pretty oblivious to the blind community and to blind etiquettes. And so sometimes a date might end up more like accessibility 101 rather than an actual chance to meet each other. To avoid that, Marco actually ended up writing a dating primer, a sort of instruction guide on how to date him as a blind person.
I usually send that to people who are interested in going out on a date. And it was a lot of fun. Like, people thought it was really endearing, or it was really cool because it's a perspective they've never thought of before. Mm-hmm. And it, by answering all those questions kind of like in that way up front before we actually met, it really cut down on all the awkwardness of generally meeting. So they already knew about Human Guide. They knew how I was already conversing with them using my assistive technology. And they kind of knew what to expect when I was, sitting across the table with them with a coffee or something. You know, we didn't have to spend a lot of time talking about the blindness or talking about how I got to that point, you know, like from my house to there. Mm-hmm. It was more time to actually get to know the person.
Here on the radio, I thought I might just give you a little rundown of Marco's primer for dating a blind guy. This is all, of course, pre-pandemic, so just use your imaginations a bit. If you agree to meet up with him in person, it'll usually be at a location that he knows well, or at least can navigate well around, just so.
If it didn't go well, I can have an easy way to get out of the place, and I wouldn't get like stranded anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, usually a coffee shop.
And when you see him, you'll have to be the one to announce yourself first, since, well, there's no way that Marco can recognize you. And after you've introduced yourself, in order to walk around together, Marco will hold on to your right elbow with his left hand and use his right hand to navigate with his cane. And once you arrive at the venue, Marco will just quickly touch everything on the table to get a feel of where all the napkins and utensils are, but also it's a good way for him to orient himself. If the place doesn't have a Braille menu or an accessible digital version, which is unfortunately often the case, you'll just have to go through the items together. As for eating, Marco will use his left hand to feel where the food is on the plate and spoon it up with a combined effort from his fingers and his utensil. Though sometimes, for simplicity's sake, he might just have to eat with his hands. But don't worry, he was carrying hand sanitizer before it was even cool. And after you've finished eating and talking together, when the bill comes, just tell him up front how much it costed. Oh, and put a little crease on the receipt so he knows where to sign. Do you ever feel like maybe sometimes, especially like sighted people who want to help you too much and they kind of invade your boundaries a bit?
Oh, yes. And not even in a dating sense, just in any, every day.
Right.
That is a common occurrence for those of us who are blind, especially like in a city setting here, where a common anecdote is trying to cross the street. You know, we have a very specific way that we cross the street. Our orientation mobility trainers teach us, you know, how to use our cane and how to stand and listen and kind of follow the crowd, or we do our own thing. We all have our own way of doing it, but overly helpful people will, you know, break our consent and just come straight up and grab us. People see the cane and they see the blindness and they just think that, you know, that absolves their boundary breaking or any kind of consent that may happen in that situation. You know, getting off the train and I'm trying to like negotiate a crowded platform and someone just grabbed my cane arm and tried to drag me through the crowd, which took me off balance and almost made me fall into the trackway. I planted myself and like yanked my arm away and I just yelled, "Don't grab." you know, just have to be super condescending. And you know, you just, at a certain point, you just can't be nice. It's, they have to learn.
Contrary to what a lot of people may believe, being blind doesn't actually mean requiring a greater exaggeration of a stranger's benevolence. Just because Marco can't see a Good Samaritan doesn't mean that he necessarily needs one. In fact, quite the opposite. Being blind means that he's a lot more perceptive of the external world, in a way that his sight itself was unaware of before.
Weirdly enough, I've become a lot more extroverted after losing my vision.
Oh, really? Why do you think that is?
After losing my vision, like, you have to get, I had to get really good at asking for help and accepting help. So if I were to be in a situation where I actually did need help, like I was unsure of where I was, or I'm trying to look for a specific place or something, I had to get good at just listening for people around me and just opening up and being like, Hey, you know, sorry to bother you, but you know, I'm trying to find this business. Is it over here? Just being totally open to just having a conversation with whoever's around me if they spark something up. It's just interesting in that way.
Do you think that, like, you learn to open up more in your relationships as well?
Yeah, I believe so. Like, the more variety, more experiences, different things to explore. Yeah, for sure. It definitely has. It has been like a much more open to people now. Like, the looks don't really matter to me anymore. It's just more about how people carry themselves and also like how they sound and how we interact and we actually come in contact, you know?
One of the biggest criticisms of online dating is that it's shallow. People only message each other by measures of attractiveness and looks and not by any judgment of real personality. But for someone like Marco, navigating in this overtly visual dimension without any vision has shown him that it doesn't need to be this way. He focuses a lot more on just the quality of the conversation, the way people carry themselves, the human interaction between two people, things that were invisible to the eye to begin with, which in the end is what everyone is really looking for anyways. Today's program was a special broadcast for Global Accessibility Awareness Day. Happy Access Day, everyone. And again, a huge thank you to my wonderful interviewee, Marco Salsiccia, for agreeing to speak with me. He is now working as a digital accessibility expert. You can find his work, including some of his previous animation reels and his dating primer, on his website at marconius.com, marconius.com. And the wonderful, fabulous music you've heard throughout today's program is by R.I.P. featuring Nick Stratton on the guitar from the Twins in Paradise film soundtrack. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional unceded territory of the Hencominum-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Point Grey campus. Thanks as always for your attention. I'm Dion Fang.